This episode is brought to you by lawyer Kyung Jen Kim.
Why did Doubao start charging?
ByteDance added a paid subscription tier to Doubao. They kept everyday conversation free, but they're charging for work features like software development and data analysis, 68 to 500 yuan a month. They're not touching the free features. They're just charging people who use it for work.
How did users react?
Monthly users dropped 6.07 million in May, leaving it at 330 million. Meanwhile, Quen, DeepSeek, and Kimi actually grew. This is the market's first answer to whether AI app paywalls work in China, and it's showing that the larger your free user base, the more people bolt the moment you ask for money.